Thank you. Tonight is anniversary night. Woo! Yes, yes. The format of tonight's meeting will be a main speaker who will speak for 25 minutes, followed by our information break and the anniversary celebrants. Our main speaker tonight is Howard.
Hi, I'm Howard. I'm an alcoholic. You know, I have to tell you something. I love this group. I really do. This has been my home group for 8.5 years. And I'll maybe tell you some of the reasons why I love it. But what just came to me when I was sitting down, somebody else, there was like so many people tonight who I know, like, love, say hello to, that like came up to me and said they were so excited, you know. And then the others like, listen, you're speaking, you don't mind if I leave? And I'm like, no, get out quick. So it's like, you know, it's just that connection, you know, that, you know, and I'm really not nervous because, like, I don't know, you're my fellow home group alcoholics, I don't know. You know, and I truly, like, felt that just now, so thank you. My sobriety date is September 16th, 2002. And let's see where I go. You know, I came to the Atlantic Group at 4 years sober. And I was sober. I was working some sort of program. It was all good then. You know, I learned in my sobriety that I don't compare my sobriety any longer, because I did for a long time. There were people in the first couple of years, they were like levitating and going out. And me, I mean, after the serenity prayer at a meeting, I would tear off, because now I'm supposed to socialize and talk to people. I was like, I had to run home for years. During the meeting, I used to go to the bathroom numerous times, and I didn't have to use the men's room. I just couldn't sit still, and I couldn't be, you know, in my own skin. And that was the truth. I mean, I don't know what people thought I was doing in there, but I just... And that was, you know, that was early sobriety for me. So I'll tell you my story, what I was like. But, you know, so I came here at 4 years sober. Ava was a good friend of mine, and she always kept saying, come uptown, come uptown. So I came uptown once, and I sat in the back, and I put a name tag on, and I'm like, this is for the birds. I'm out of here and back downtown where I live. And then another year, Ava, I'm so miserable. Oh, come uptown, come uptown. And I came uptown. And I put on another name tag, and I got out of here. This is for the birds. Then I was desperate, and I met Peggy at Ava's 50th. And Peggy, you haven't been to the Atlantic Group for good? What's the matter? So I think I'm babbling. But I came here, and I have to say that this home group and all that it does continues, because I'm one of those very slow learners. See Nye after the meeting, and he'll tell you all about it. But this home group, you know what? I work my program, but this home group, because of its structure, which I need, keeps me tethered and keeps me anchored. So when I go off the rails, which I do, you know, I don't go too far, because I have so many of you. I have a network that is like Nye calls Team Howard. And, you know, you keep me from going off the deep end. And if I didn't have this type of home group that works for me, you know, my little spells would become longer spells. So if you haven't figured out by now, I'm a native New Yorker, born in Brooklyn. a nice Jewish boy. And, you know, I grew up from the earliest age just feeling not good enough, less than, just, I mean, really, 5 years old, 6 years old. I mean, I had like the weight of the world, you know, on me. And like so many of us, I had a crappy childhood. And, you know, it's not the reason why I'm an alcoholic. But, you know, I was, you know, from the get-go, I had the alcoholisms, you know, before I touched a drink. You know, I mean, a 6 and 7 year old that can't sleep at night because he's got too much on his mind. I mean, that was truly me. And, I mean, that was my life. That was really my life for a long, 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 long time. Well into sobriety. Well into sobriety. And, you know, I always said, thank God I was a go-getter, a hustler, and had a big mouth. Because I just faked my way through it. Like, I went on the, at least in my mind, you know, I felt like I was just walking, you know, in my life, and like, oh, you wish you were in my shoes. You know, I've got it going on. But I was so miserable, so miserable. And so miserable because there wasn't anything that I thought I was doing right or felt right or fit in, you know? I wasn't smart enough. I wasn't good looking enough. I wasn't rich enough. I wasn't social. I'm just on and on and on and on and on. And, you know, that was the way my life went on. And, you know, I always had some semblance of a life, you know, and I really say that because, I mean, I bought my own, you know, baloney that my life was like all together, but it was crazy. I mean, I was, you know, from late teenage, early 20s, you know, drinking and drugging and a whole host of other things. And, you know, I was lost. I was just lost. And I just thought I just had to fake it for the rest of my life. That was my tool. Like, and I was so excited that I had that tool, that I found this tool. Okay, you know, just pull it together in the morning and go out there and just, you know, fake it. Just, you know, and that's it. And that was how I was going to go. And, you know, I was just thinking when I was on the train to rehab, I knew I had this, like, this total thought in me that I am on the road to something. I didn't know what it was. I had no clue. I didn't go to rehab because I was an alcoholic. Matter of fact, I wasn't even, you know, a drug addict. I just had a problem with one substance. That was it. It was one thing. I was just trying to clean that up. And then they tell me alcohol is a drug. And I'm like, oh, God, they're out of their mind. And when I started to look at my life, alcohol was always there. I was 38 years old. I became a daily user and a daily drinker. My life really was in shambles. I lost one of the greatest jobs that I had. And mind you, at that point in time, still touches of it in me today, but at that point in time, I was how much I made and what my title was. And I lost it due to my alcoholism. And not alcoholism in the sense of drinking, but alcoholism in the sense of my behavior. And, you know, I was a vice president, and they sent me for coaching and all that stuff, they really went to bat for me. But at some point, you know, they were a public company and they had to cut me loose. And I lost that because of, you know, this disease. And so all hell broke loose. And that was it. I went into rehab. And I came out of rehab with all this information that I was given. And I had no clue. I had no clue. And you know, I went to my first meeting. I remember there was a great thing from rehab. Somebody took me home, took me into the apartment, ransacked my apartment looking for things, made me show him where they were, knew where half the other stuff was, and then we went to Perry Street. It was my first AA meeting on a Sunday afternoon. And, you know, I don't know what I was doing, but I wasn't really interested in this whole fellowship and this whole program. Sponsorship, no thank you. Phone numbers, no thank you. People would give me their, offer me their phone numbers, and I would really say, no thank you, I'm not taking numbers. And I've got a big surprise. On day 86, I had a relapse. And I cried for about a week. And then I took the phone numbers. I got a sponsor. I don't remember or not if I called or not. I think I did, but I don't remember. I took the phone numbers, but I do know that I threw them out when I was walking home. So I took them, but I didn't use them. And 6 months later, I had another relapse. And that relapse could have landed me in a lot of trouble with the law. I'm not going to go into details. And I remember standing outside a meeting. I spoke to my sponsor. I came clean, meaning I had a relapse 4 days ago, and he didn't know it. And he said, okay, go to the meeting. I'm like, but the meeting doesn't start for 2 hours. That's okay. Go outside, sweep, stand there, do something, dust the banisters. I don't know. Wait for me. I'll be there 10 minutes before the meeting starts. 2 hours. So, and there was that. So I'm waiting there for 2 hours. And I had this voice. It was my voice, but it was God. God sounded like this. And it was like, you know, Howard, you're no different. You're not special. You're not unique. I was, you know, I thought I was different. I didn't need this program the way some of you were doing it. But here I was with two relapses under my belt. And, you know, I had that total clarity of, like, I brought you here. Here it is. It's all outlined on the walls. Take it and do it. Exactly that. I think he got louder when he said that. Exactly the way it is. And maybe you'll have some sort of life. But if you don't, take the dice and roll them. And I knew what was going to happen. You know, they say jails, institutions, and death. Like death, I didn't care. Death would have taken me out of my misery. Institutions, I didn't care. But I did not want to go to jail. Okay? I'm a little chunky in stripes. Don't work. Well, they're not always stripes, but I don't think I could have managed in jail. And that was the, not the beginning, that other part of my journey. And that is my sobriety date today, September 16th, 2002. And it's been a very slow process. And I like it, you know. I thought, just as I came in feeling different, not good enough, so why should my thinking in sobriety change? I wasn't sober enough. I wasn't doing it. I wasn't levitating. You were all great. You were talking to me. You were doing that. My sobriety was the pits. Now, I love it. I truly do. I work a good program. I don't know. I don't know if it's winning any awards, but what does that mean? You know, I have a sponsor. I'm sponsored. You know, I sponsor people. At the moment, I'm not currently sponsoring anybody in this fellowship, which is not my choice, but, you know, I'm sure that'll change. And I say this fellowship, I hope I'm not jumping around, because I really have no clue what I'm saying. I guess the prayer with Nai and Rajesh worked before the meeting. And I totally feel like that, like I'm just the channel tonight. And that's amazing, because this would have been the Howard Show, you know? It was the Howard Show and getting the outfit, but that's it. So I say another fellowship because it was not until 9 years sober in Alcoholics Anonymous, you know, and I'm just going to just gloss over it. You know, the book tells us that we all have sex problems, and I had sex problems, and they weren't working themselves out for me in Alcoholics Anonymous. So I sought another fellowship, and I did not want to do that, let me tell you here. Ugh, one fellowship is enough. But I wanted my life to change in that area. And at 9 years sober, I entered another fellowship, and you know, it is also, you know, enhanced my sobriety. So, where was I? Where am I? Thanks. So. You know, the reason why I love this group so much, and I might be reiterating that, is because it gives me, and I didn't know this when I came in, it gives me the tools and the solution and the information that is this program that I had not gotten before I came into here. And not to say we're the only group, but it was the first group that I found that offered me this vastness of a manual, you know? You know, I heard myself, I couldn't believe I said this last night to a sponsee when I was doing some step work. I was like, you know why we highlight prayers, promises, and warnings? I think we talked about this, but I'm not sure. I just want to make sure you're aware. And I said, because it's not just a book. This is a manual, you know? And I was never given a manual to live life. You know, I had a mother. I had a father who was gone when I was six, and a mother that did the best she could, but really fell so short as a mother. Then I've made amends to her. I love her dearly today. We have a great relationship. She's a Jewish mother. She would always want more. But, you know, she always, well, when am I going to see you? I miss you so much. I just saw you last Sunday, Ma. Oh, yeah, but that was last week. Okay. You know, I never had role models. I didn't have role models. I didn't have family dinners that some people have or don't have. You know, my mother worked. She had to work. TV dinners, frozen dinners was the thing in the 70s. I mean, and, you know, that's what we had. And my sister was scared of me because I was acting out as a kid. You know, the behaviors of that alcoholism, like, was violent and mean to my sister, and she would take her TV dinner and go in the room. So I say this, why? So now I have our big book, and it is highlighted and it is coded with prayers, promises, and warnings. When I first started to do this, I'm like, really? What is this? But now when I open the book up, And this is what I was sharing last night, is that when I open the book up and I read, and not every day and all the time, but when I do read every day, there are some days when I look at the reading that I'm reading, and then I see the word W, I see the letter W, and it reminds me, be careful, you know, or there's the D for direction. Okay, Howard, this is what I've got to do today. It just reiterates to me day after day after day after day, and I need it day after day after day after day, how to live life. And my life today is really great. If I, you know what? It is truly great. If I'm not in my head thinking I'm not making enough money or I'm losing something or that one doesn't like, if I'm not thinking about all that stuff that I can easily go to, then I'm on the flip side of it. I am sober. I've got people that I love dearly. I know today, at 51 years old, I am truly loved. I have love in my life. Never thought that could happen. I have a great life. Is it perfect? I don't know what perfect is. I'll take my life. I used to always want to trade, just so you know. I used to fantasize. Wow, I can't believe I remember that. I used to sit and just see somebody, let's say you, and I would just like, oh, I want to be him, you know, like, because I would judge my insides on your outsides. I want to be him. I wish we could just trade places, you know. Today, I don't want to trade places with anybody. Maybe you, Jane. But I don't want to trade places with anybody. I like me today. And that's because of this program. It's because of the program. It is because of the work that I do in this program. It is because of all of you, the structure of this home group, and a God in my life that loves me more than I ever thought he did. I thought he was just going to get me for all the things that I had done in my life. And that's not the case. You know, I was lost. And if I'm going to wrap up, I think I'm coming to my end. You know, if there's any newcomers out there, new to AG, new to Alcoholics Anonymous, you know, welcome, stay here, don't stay here, go somewhere else. But just, if I could tell you what I did, was I just grabbed on. And I didn't do it with a smile. Let me tell you, we don't have profanity here. But I'll tell you, when I started, after that day of my last relapse in September 2002, my sponsor cracked the whip on me, and I had to go to this home group on Sunday night at 9 o'clock, where I didn't want to go there because Sex in the City was on, and it was winter, and it was winter time, and I lived in the West Village, and I'm going to go all the way to Gramercy Park. Come on. So I went. He was like, that Sunday, my sobriety day was on a Thursday, and that Sunday, he called me up, and we had this. I was fighting. I was not going. He's like, well, if you don't come, you need to find yourself a new sponsor. And then I was talking to a friend that day, and she concurred with everything he said. I said, did you talk to him? I thought she'd have my back. I showed up at the meeting. That's God doing for me what I could not do for myself, because I went. But I went without, I went, he had a seat for me in the front. I'm like, no, I'm sitting in the back. I'm going to show you. I sat in the back. Somebody welcomed me to the meeting. I cursed them. I made an amends to them because that was my home group for years. So I didn't do this jumping along. I just did it. And that's how I started. I showed up with a scour up with just a face and just a nasty attitude, but it changed. Well, it's still there. It changed. So, you know what? Listen, thank you, Cynthia. Thank you for asking me to speak. It's truly been an honor. I love my home group. I love you all, and thanks for my sobriety.